Kiribos a good vach. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota, daf Gimel. Very exciting to get into the Masechta Sota. I know we started yesterday, even though I didn't give shir, it was Erev Shabbos. But very, very exciting to get into Masechta Sota. After, 4 or 5 months of Ndarim and Nazir and Lashon Mishunas, we're back with a Gemara that has Rashi, Gemara that uses Tosos like Tosos is normally done, and back with lots of Agadata and lots of fun stuff. As you may, if you've leafed through the Masechta, so you can tell there are no more cheapies, right? There's no more cheap, 15-20 minute shirim that we had in Darim and Nazir. These are full, chock full, of dapim, of exciting stuff. So let's dive into it. So we started yesterday. We learned right about the concept of Sota, and that there are three terms that we really kind of need to keep in mind, right, for the first, however many blot, and really the whole Masechta, but at least at the beginning, right? There's something called Kinui, which is the warning. There's the Stira, which is the seclusion, and then there's the Nitma'a, there's the Tuma, and in this case, that's going to refer to the woman actually cheating on her husband. Those are three different things. Right? The husband gets, as you learned yesterday, right, the husband gets jealous, he warns her not to seclude herself with some other guy, right? The Stira is the actual seclusion, and then if Nitma'a, then that's actually that she cheated, right? That would not involve the Mesota, the waters of the Sota, right? She's already, above and beyond that. She's already gone from that, right? That the Sota waters is only for someone who had Kinui and Stira. So we're here on Beis Mabeis, right? About 5-6 lines up. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish just asks a question we probably should have mentioned yesterday, but at least we get to it on Daf Gimel, right? Very often these basic topics don't come up till the end of the Masechta. I'm Reish Lakish. Ma Lashon Kinui. Right, what is the language of kinui? We know that normally a warning, right? If you learn Makos, if you learn Sanhedrin, so if a person does an Aveira, they want to bring him to Beis Din, we give him a punishment, and you have to warn him. What's the word for a warning? The word is Hasra. Right, what is this language of kinui? So we're going to see this in Machlokas. Right? Machlokas, what the kinui? Kinui, right, Pashas comes from the word kina, of hatred or upset or anger or frustration. So what is that? Where is the anger in this scenario? So Reish Lakish says, "Davar hamatal kina beina beit levein acherim." It's something that creates anger and upset and jealousy and frustration between her and other people. Not as you might have thought between her and her husband, but between her and other people. How so? Alma kasavar kinoi al pi atzmo. Apparently, again, we saw yesterday, right? Then the machlokas whether how many edim you need to do kinoi, to do the warning. Apparently, Reish Lakish holds that the guy can warn her herself. And then what happens when the husband warns her without anybody else hearing about it? Nobody else knows about it, right? When there are edim, so we assume, okay, people know. But if he did it by himself, right, in the comfort of his own home, so nobody knows that she's been warned. For Amri, and they'll say, now the people will see that this woman is, well, a little bit nervous, a little bit gun-shy, right? She's kind of not hanging out with people like she used to. No one's going to know. They have no idea. Why they're going to say, why does this woman separate herself right from everybody else? And people are going to get upset with her. Right? And there's going to be friction there between her and other people. Rav Yemar bar Rav Shalmiya Mishmeda Abaye Omar. They say in the name of Abaye that no, as you might have probably thought at the first reaction, Davar hamatel kina beino leveina. What's going on? There's jealousy. There's anger. There's hatred between the two of them, between a husband and wife. Shnayim made them. Right? Apparently, what do you see? That the kinoi, the warning, has to be because in front of two people. Right? And therefore, everybody knows that there was some warning going on here. Right? He did it fairly publicly. Right? And he is the one, right, who's made the anger, the frustration, the jealousy, right, between her. Right? And that's therefore, right, and that's the language, right? That's why they would say, right, where the jealousy and the anger is placed. Alma Kasavri, apparently both Reish Lakish and Abaye, right, hold, right, to Osir Likanos, right, again, that is Osir, right, to do a kinui, right, a warning, right, again, as the Mishnah said, Hamakane, someone who gives his wife a warning, that implies that someone doesn't have to, right, and not only doesn't have to, right, here we're saying that if it creates anger, right, we know that people are supposed to, create shalom between people. So if it's creating anger, so then it's usher, right? It's usher in the sense that you shouldn't do it. But obviously, if it's necessary, right? Obviously, you have to go. You have to, if there's some sort of inappropriateness here, that has to be dealt with. But it's usher lakanus, right? To start this whole track to get to the Mesota, they hold, right? That it's usher. But Amar Motir lakanus, Mayu Lashon Kinoi. Okay, but according to the one who holds that it's motir, Right, so then obviously it has to be, I mean, according to one opinion, it has to be mutter. So I guess it doesn't have to be, but okay, either way, according to the Mandamar who says that it's mutter, right? So what's the language of kino here? So Amar Rav Nachman and Bar Yitzchak, right? In kino and lash asra. No, the word kino is just another word for asra, right? V'chein omek, the pasuk says, right? Kanei Hashem la'arzo, right? Hashem will warn about his land, right? If you look at Rashi over here, right? Hashem b'ather Rashi, right? Hasra b'yelik v'chasio, v'gezem, right? Those are different types of vegetables. Right, the pasuk is in Yoel, right, that Akash Baruch Hu had warned that he was going to kind of bring this plague of locusts and stuff like that. So again, he warning to Am Yisrael, right, that they should do tshuva and avoid that. Okay, fine. Tanya will learn a brisa. Hi, Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Meir would say, Adam over avera b'seiser v'Akash Baruch Hu ma'achir zalav begili. Right, that Akash Baruch Hu, a person does an avera when he's in private, right, he thinks he's doing it by, you know, between him and, you know, with nobody watching. Kosh Baruch takes care of it, that people find out about it. And unfortunately, we see that that's true in many areas, and certainly in the realm, unfortunately, Rechamal Tzlan, right, of Arayos, that eventually these things become public. Shanamar, as the Pasuk says, V'avar alav ruach kina, right, a ruach, a wind, a spirit of kina passes over the husband, and what, avein avira, lashon achroza. And the word avera, right, seems to imply, as from another pasuk, an announcement. Shenamar's pasuk says, "Vayitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machane." Right, that's right by the Mishkan that Moshe commanded the people to stop bringing stuff to the Mishkan because they had too much. So you see the word "vayaviru" is an announcement. So you have the word "vayavara lav ruach kina." Right, it seems so. All of a sudden, the husband gets this ruach, this spirit of jealousy, right, because something has been going on, and the Kosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal it. Rish Lagish Amar, Rish Lagish says, "In adam over avera imkein nichnas bo ruach shtus." A person doesn't do an avera unless he has some sort of silly ruach, some sort of ruach shtus, a sort of foolish, right, ridiculous spirit, a kind of ruach, sort of some sort of something that, right, gets into his head, right? But again, why would a person do an avera? Well, because something's going on inside, right? Shenamah's pasuk says, ish kish tistej, so, right, tistekstiv, right? The word doesn't say sateh, it says tistek, lasan shaita, right? Someone who's a fool, right? That, again, the person doesn't have avera because there's some sort of foolishness going on, right, in his head, right? This person doesn't wake up and think, how can I do an avera today? Right? He has something going on. He has a taiva, he has something else going on, some pressures, whatever. Person doesn't actively really want to do an avera, right? There's a lot of ink spilled about this line of Reich Shlokish, right, but in the Masur Sfarim, etc. Tanin de Beravishma. Pnei ma hemina Torah eid echad besota. Why did the Torah believe one aid, right, by a sota? Again, by when we said, if you remember from yesterday, right, we said an eid echad, that the woman was nitma, that she actually cheated on him, right, that we assume, and usually that's normally, if it was just out of the blue, right, we need two eidim, as we'll talk about today. But if it's this whole process of kino and stira, then you have one aid, that she was nitma, that she cheated on him, so then we're going to believe this one aid. So today Rabbi Shmuel wants to know, this Medrash Rabbi Shmuel wanted to know, why are we believing this one aid? Right, Sheraglaim Ladavar, and again we have this, right, we had that at the end of Nazir, right, perhaps another under-the-radar reason why the two are back-to-back, as, although we talked about that yesterday, why the two are back-to-back, but, okay, Sheraglaim Ladavar, Sherekino Lav Inistra, right, again, what Sheraglaim Ladavar, it makes a lot of sense, right, this is logical, it seems like something's going on over here, because he warned her, and then she secluded herself, and then Ve'edecha, Me'idah, She'itameah, then you have an Edecha that said that, sure enough, she in fact did cheat on him. Amalei Rapapa Labaye, Va Kiksiva Kinoi Bosser Stira, Vetumahu Diksiva. So Rapapa says, just if you look at the Psukim, it's a little bit interesting that the Kinoi, right, is written right after the stira and the tumah. Right, if you tell me that the what's it called, that the eid echad, right, is believed, but that's, I mean, you're telling me it's because there's already been a kinui and stira, right, but that's only written, right, the kinui, the warnings after the stira and the tumah. So if you just look at the psukim, just to pull out a chumash over here, right, it's in the whole parsha of Naso, the whole parsha of Sota is in Parshas Naso, right, so the pasuk says, right, kisisteishto, okay, etc., etc., and then the pasuk says v'nistra v'hinitma v'edein ba, right, v'hidlo nitfasa, right, she secluded herself and she cheated on him, and then it says varvar lo v'ruach kina v'kineis ishto v'hinitma, right, and then he says he warned her. So why you're telling me that the eid echad is believed because you had kino and stira? Well, the eid echad is the believed that's written before the kino, it's written before the warning. So amalei v'avar. Right, no, because that pasuk says v'avar, as we just read, v'avar lav ruach kina shekvar avar, v'kvar avar, that it already happened. that the word of Avar implies that there was already a warning. So the Gemara says, the word Avar implies that it already happened, right? In every scenario, that pasuk says, that pasuk is by Moshe. It takes the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. They want the land on the other side of the Yarden, so they say, right, we'll go. Moshe makes a deal with them. He says, only if you send your armies, right, to the front of the war, to the front of the liberating Eretz Israel, and then go back. And it says, Ve'avar lachem kol chalutz, and all of your soldiers should cross the Yarden. That's obviously happening in the future. Hakinami, is that really true? That's going to mean that it happened already? Of course not. What do you mean? They didn't send their armies in there to Israel yet. Squire says, you're right. Hasam, over there, right? Mashma lahaba. Now, the context of that pasuk, but the context of that obviously implies that it's happening in the future. Right? Because obviously they're in the Midbar. They didn't send their soldiers in. Elahacha, but here, by the way, Sota, if it's really, you're telling me that really it's true, that the Avar, that it means that the warning happened after the cheating, so Kinoi Lama, Lisa, what do you mean he's going to warn her after she already cheated on him? What does that do? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't help anything. So therefore, it must be that it happened before him. Okay. Tana Be'er Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Tana Be'er Rabbi Shmuel. Ein Adam Mekane Leishto Ela Im Kein Nichnaso Bo Ruach. Right? A person doesn't warn his wife unless there's some sort of Ruach. There's some sort of spirit over here, some sort of something going on. Right behind the scenes, because the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says. The question is, what is the nature, right, of this ruach? So my ruach, so Rabbanan Amrei ruach toma, Rav Ashi Amrei ruach tara, right? The machlok is whether it's an impure ruach or a tahor or a pure ruach. It makes a lot of sense according to Rav Ashi, right, who says that it's a tahor type of ruach. There's a machlokas, right, about the kinoi, about the warning between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's an obligation or it's permissible, if it's a rishus. Now, Iyamarta Bishlam Ruach Tara Shapir, that only works, right? You can only have a machlokas whether something is mutter or something is a chiyuv if it's a Ruach Tara, right? If there's a tahora here, if there's a purity here. Eli Iyamarta Ruach Tuma, right? But if you tell me it's a Ruach Tuma, it's an improper Ruach, right, it's some sort of tamei ruach. So what do you mean? Rishus chova leinish ruach tuma benashe. What do you mean? A person is able, has an obligation, or he's allowed to bring upon himself some sort of ruach tuma. A person is not allowed to do things that will bring on some improper thoughts or some sort of ruach tuma. What do you mean? So it makes a lot of sense. There would be some sort of ruach tara and some sort of spirit that loves ruchnius and that hates inappropriateness, that hates immorality, right, that comes into the husband and he causes him to warn his wife. Good. Vayter. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. V'kine izishto rishos to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva omer chova. Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether warning, right, is a chiyuv, or it's mutter. So we're going to go back and forth basically for the next pretty much, well, let's say at least an omer and a half. I don't know about all the way to the end, but definitely to the middle of the next daf, right, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva have two different machloksim, well, really three machloksim, same machlokas, just in different context. And we're going to go through all three of them and talk about why they are necessary. So let's just, again, to Kufa, V'kinei Zisho, V'shus, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chova. So you have that machlokas by Kinoi, by warning the Sota, La Itama, by a Kohen, becoming tame, right, for a relative, so he is allowed to be matame for her. Rishus to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. Again, we have this machlokas whether it's mutter for the kohen to become tame or a chiyuv. And la'olam bem ta'avodu. And the question about, and that context is by every kanani, that you can own an every kanani forever, right? And that doesn't leave your possession; it gets passed down like property. So the rishus to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. Right? Are you allowed to, or meaning, are you allowed to keep them forever, or do you have to keep them forever? Meaning, you don't. Oh, machlokas is the Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So Amar Rav Papa l'Rabaye. So Rav Papa said to Rabaye, "Amri lo Rav Mesharshi l'Rava, lema Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, b'chol Torah kulo hachi pligi." Is this machlokas all over the Torah? Right? Again, you have three contexts where Rabbi Yishmael says something is mutter, and Rabbi Akiva says something is usser. Is that true across the board? Right? Is that true all over the place? So Amar Levi said, what do you mean? How come a cry plea? You know, these are psukim. Right? That, one second. Sorry. Oh, meaning could it possibly be all across the Torah? There's no way. It doesn't make sense. Rabbi Shmuel could say that nothing is a chova, meaning that in every halacha they have a machlokas, whether it's mutter or a chiyuv. So then he said, no, simply no. What do you mean? Halacha b'kripli? You know, it's just psukim. It's just psukim that they're talking about. And as we're about to see, we're going to go back and forth with all the psukim. For example, by Soto, the Kine is Ishto Rishus, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. Again, that's Machlokas by Soto, which we just quoted. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel's logic? So for Lucky Haitana, he holds like this. The Tanya is willing to embrace Rabbi Elizabeth, Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, Klapi Sha'amra Torah, Lusisna Zachicha Bil Favecha, Yachal Kigonzu. Right, you, since the Torah says, don't hate somebody, right? So you might have thought that this, again, a person's wife has, let's say she's, you know, she's flirting or secluding with herself with somebody else. You might have thought you also shouldn't hate her, and you also shouldn't warn her. No, so the Pasuk says, no, that a person is allowed, certainly, to warn their wives from secluding them with other men. Rabbi Akiva, what does he say? What does he do with that Pasuk? He'd say, Kinu Echri Naksiv. He'd say that there's another kinoi there and that pasuk, and that therefore it teaches me that is a chiyuv. Just to clarify, what why does it say it again? It's so that it actually says it twice. I didn't quote the whole pasuk before, but it's perikay pasuk yedali ve'avar alav ruach kinav kinei sishdo v'hinitma. Right, a person gets jealous. He warns his wife, and sure enough, she cheated on him. Oh, or avar alav ruach kinav kinei sishdo v'hilonitma. Right, or he got jealous and he warned her, and then she didn't cheat on him. So it says it twice in the pasuk. So once it says it twice, so that the Kohen Rabbi Kiva tells me that it's a chiyuv. Rabbi Shmuel, what would Rabbi Shmuel do with that? He would just simply say, and we're going to use this in all the cases, right, since you're telling me, right, you had to teach me that both of the cases, meaning that in both the scenario where she cheated on him and she didn't cheat on him, she's going to be usher to him, and even though it's misafik, so therefore, because if not, maybe Kinei Zishro, look at the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, it just mentioned, right, the fact that he warned her, right, in the second scenario. Look at the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel called Parsha Shenam Rabbi Nishneis Lo Nishneis Elo Bishvil Davar Shenes Chadishba. As they taught in Rabbi Shmuel's Beis Medrash, anytime the Torah said something again, right, it's only for the Chiddush, meaning that you don't learn, which seems to imply that you should learn something extra from these words, but what that actually means is that you don't learn anything extra from those words, meaning that it was only trying to teach me the other Chiddush, and if it repeated some of the language, it's just for style and just to parallel the previous Psukim. But really, it was only for the other Chiddush, right, that the Torah wanted to teach us, and therefore you don't learn anything from the second kinui in the pasuk. Let's move on to a Kohen. A Kohen says Lo Yitama Rishus. Again, that was our machlokes, right? By Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. Right, my time with Rabbi Yishmael. What's the again? Just to recap the context. Right, a Kohen is not allowed to become tame, but he is allowed to become tame for the seven relatives. Machlokes, right? Whether he has to or he's allowed to. So that's Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So what's the logic for Rabbi Yishmael who says it's a Rishus? Said I did dechtiv because the pasuk says emor alakohen and bnei aron v'amartal lehem lenefesh lo yitama be'amav. Right, the pasuk says that a kohen is not allowed to become tamei, and itzrich lemi. Therefore, itzrich lemichtav lo yitama. Therefore, the pasuk has to tell me that you can become tamei, right, for one of the relatives. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with that? So Rabbi Kiva says mi ki im l'sheiro nafka. He teaches it from that a person can get. Become tamei to one of his relatives. Lo yitama, so therefore lamali. So therefore, what he needed to tell me that he can become tamei for them, right? Lechova, right? Because the pasuk says ki in the sheiro, right? Don't become tamei ki in the sheiro, except for right any relatives. So therefore, why does it say then lo yitama he can become tamei for her, i.e., for his relatives? Lechova must be if it says the second time, that's for a chiv. Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael do with that? La mitama, ve'im mitama leva reha. Rabbi Yishmael uses the law to teach me a different halacha, that you can only be the coin can only be tame for a relative, but not for any limbs of a relative, meaning if a relative, Rahman al-Salam, was dismembered or something like that, or if it's still alive, but the relative lost a limb, Right, so then he cannot become tamei for that. Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva learn that halacha from? Right, so Im Kain, he said if the pasuk wanted it, meaning didn't answer that, meaning that it said it was mutter lichto rachmana la velishtok. Right, the Torah didn't need to say la yitama; it could have just said la for her. Yitama la melishma. We know, right? You can learn from the word yitama that he should become tamei, that it is in fact. For Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that? So again, the same answer we had before. Either the cause of luck, ksiv nami yitama, but it says la yitama just for stylistic reasons. Like the Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel, right? The Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel, kol parsha shenemra v'nishneis lo nishneis ela bishvil davar shenis chadish ba. Right? It's only teaching me. It said it again for that second teaching, for that second drasha, but not for the extra drasha, right? For the yitama. Don't learn anything from the yitama. Just learn something from la, right? Which was the original thing we wanted to learn from it. Okay. Finally, the third context, right? By Eved Kanani, right? La olam b'hem ta'avodu rishus, right? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Makhlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, right? Whether it's a chiyuv to keep them forever, or a person is allowed to keep the Eved Kanani forever. So what's the reason? Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that it's a rishus? So that it's mutter. I did ksiv lo sechaya kol neshama, because you have a competing pasuk. The pasuk said when Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, right, they had to destroy all of the Zion Amamim, right, the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since you're not allowed to keep those people alive, right? You have to tell me that there's a concept of Eved Kanani. Right? To teach me that one of the other nations, one of the nations, meaning one of the other nations that came and had a child with a Kanani woman, right? And that they have a child, that kid can be an Eved Kanani. So that you are allowed to have that kid, you're allowed to buy him and have him as. And every Kanani. The Tanya is well known in the Raisa. How do you know this is true? That if someone from Argentina has a child with an Eved Kanani, and that is, you're allowed to buy that kid, and he's allowed to be your Eved, Tom Malone, because the Pasuk says, V'kam b'nei toshavim ha'garim v'machem, mehem tiknu. And also from the Toshavim, Hagarim Machem, from the children of the people who are living with you in Eretz Yisrael, right, you can buy from them. So Yochel, you might have thought Afkanani Shabbal Achaz Mikol Omos. You might have thought that applies also if a Kanani guy, right, has a child with another woman, and a woman from Argentina or whatever, Beholdim Menu Ben, Shatar Rashad Knosu Be'evit, you might have thought that you're allowed to buy that child. Tamalama, that doesn't work, right? It only works if the Kanani woman had a child, not if the Kanani man, right, had a child with some other nation's woman. Tamalama, because the Pasuk says, Asher Olidu Bartzechem, right, it has to be for the children who were born in Eretz Yisrael, i.e. to the Kanani women, right, and not for the Kanani men who had children right outside for outside of the land and then they come back. Rabbi Akiva, where does he learn this halacha? Mehem tiknu nafka. He learns it from the father. Mehem tiknu. From you can buy right from them. Lolem bam tavo. Meaning you, it already says the father says mehem tiknu. You're allowed to buy from them. So therefore, lolem bam tavo du lam. At least therefore, why does the father then say you should keep them forever? So lechova. Then you have to keep them. Meaning that you have to. Meaning that that's a chiyuv. Or that you have to keep them, and pass them down throughout your family, etc. For Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do? What does he do with that? He would say, he would learn Bahem v'lo b'acheichem. Right, that you can only do this to Eved Kanani, but it doesn't apply to Eved Ivri. That doesn't apply to a Jewish Eved. Rabbi Kiva, where does he learn that? So he learns b'acheichem seifa dekra nafka. He learns it from the second part of the pasuk. V'acheichem b'nei Yisrael ish b'achiv lo serdeba b'farech. Right, again, it says very, very clearly b'feirish that you shouldn't treat one of your brothers, one of your Israeli brothers, as an Eved Kanani, you shouldn't work him hard. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with that? That seems to be pretty clear. So I dichtiv achaychem, mixiv nami bahem. Once it says achaychem, you're not allowed to do every Kanani work. You're not allowed to make a Jew into a slave forever. So it also says bahem. Right, and just again, stylistically, the Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel, called Parsha Shneimer B'Nishneis, Lo Nishneis Ela Bishvil Davar Shneis Chadish Ba. Meaning, he doesn't ascribe any significance to that extra pasuk, right? And therefore, right, he says that it's just for style, and therefore, we don't learn anything new from that. Okay, back to what was Samagadita about adultery, about immorality. Amar Rav Chisda, not back to, but I guess some we're gonna have that all the time, right? The Sota just throws in Agadita, as you'll see. The Sota just throws in Agadita, right, in the middle of discussions, and then gets back to this discussion or whatever. Right, live a lot of kind of dances around. It's not not like Nazir or Nadarim at all. Amar Rav Chisda, Znusa Bebesa Kikaria L'Shum Shema. Right, if you have znus, if you have immorality in the house, right, that's like a worm to a sesame seed. That's obviously going to destroy the worm is going to destroy the seed, and the immorality is going to destroy the house. Rama Rav Chisda, tukfa bebesa kikaria lishem shema. And same thing with anger. Tukfa is anger. If there's anger in the house, so that also will destroy a household. And idi di idi be'idita, and that's only by a woman. Ava begabra, but if it's by the guy, less lanba. Then there's no problem with that. Not that there's no problem with that, but it may not necessarily destroy the house. Why not? So, long story short, without getting too misogynistic, chas v'shalom, that's not what the Gemara is trying to say at all. But as the Gemara says in many places, that shalom bias, it goes based on the woman. The woman is the Karis Abayis, and the Shalom, the peace, right? Happy wife, happy life, right? The Shalom Bayis is going to be determined by the woman, and the man's impact, even though the man may be messing around and being angry or whatever, etc., etc., right? It obviously won't be pleasant, but it won't necessarily destroy the household like if it was coming from the wife. Right? Before Am Yisrael was Chote, or the Benos Moav, so everything was good, right? The Shekhinah was Shori Imayim, right? The Shekhinah was living amongst them. Shnemach, as the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem al-Kachem is-Aleich b'Kerev Machanecha, right? Hashem was walking b'Kerev Machanecha, right? In the middle, right inside, right? The Machana in the camp. So V'Kev and Shechatu, but once Bnei Yisrael sinned, so then Nishtaka Shekhinah Imayim Mehem, right? The Shekhinah left, right? Shnemach, as Pasuk says, V'lo Yir Ebecha Erev Asdavar V'Shav Machanecha, right? That's not what happened, but that's a puzzle that Moshe tells them, right, that you shouldn't see anytime there's any immorality, but right, that's what causes the Kosh Baruch Hu to leave. Amar Rabbi Yishmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Ha'usa Mitzvah Achaz Ba'olam Haza Mekad Maso Va'olechaz Lefana V'olam Haba. Anybody who does a single mitzvah, it goes before him, right? Mekad Maso, it goes in before the person comes to Olam Haba, and kind of like, it says that this person is coming, right? It precedes him to Olam Haba. Right? Again, that's one mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah achas, right? Can you only imagine, right? Baruch Hashem, we are zocha to be doing many, many mitzvahs, right? Every second that we are learning the Daf Yomi, that's another mitzvah. So you can imagine, Baruch Hashem, that we will be zocha to many, many mitzvahs, trumpeting our arrival after 120. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, V'halach l'chanecha tzidkecha, right? That your tzidkecha, your righteousness, right, goes in front of you. Conversely, right? V'chol ha'over avera achas ba'olam haza, m'laf ha'fazu v'ol echas t'fana v'olam adin. Right, someone who does an Avera, right, Malafafaso, that's the not language of Malafafon, which is a cucumber, but Rashi says over here, Korachoso, that it kind of wraps around him, right, and kind of drags him, kind of schleps him, right, to the Yom HaDin. Right, Shnamas Pazit says, Yalafaso, Archos, Darkam, Yalu, Betahu, Vyovedu. Okay, for people, right, you're wrapped in your sins and you're lost. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Keshura Bo Kekelef, right, the Avera is kind of tied to him like a dog. That's Pazik by Yosef. That's quoted by Rashi over there on the spot. Right, that he didn't want to listen to Ishes Potifar. Right, that Lishkav Etzlo Balom Haza. But Lios Ima is referring to Olam Haba. Right, not only to be with her in this world, but to that. Unfortunately, that would result in staying with him. Right, even until the next world. Right, that would be again. There's a reference the immorality is often referred to like a dog. The Pasuk says in Tochacha Tishagelna, right? It's a language of immorality. Okay, fine. So that's you see that would come with him to the next world as well. Tanhasim with another mission. Okay, now going back to again, finally back to the halachos and the Kinyan Seder that we've been talking about. Tanhasim, that's already in the Mishnah later. Where is that? That is Lamed Aleph. Okay, Lamed Aleph on the base. Fine. that we said, again, we said before, right, we kind of at the beginning of today, but that an Eid Echad is believed to say that a woman was nitmes, that a woman was mezana, that cheated on her husband, after kinui and stira, even though we usually require, right, two Eidim. So the Gemara says, Tan Hasim, we're not in the Mishnah, Shahaya Badin, because it would have been logical to say that we don't believe in Eid Echad. We never believe in Eid Echad, well, not never, but very rarely do we believe in Eid Echad. Do we believe one witness for anything? And so why in the world would we believe him now? So my Eidus Rishona Sheino Strasa Iser Olam Einam Mitkayem as Bepagos Mishnayim, right? Just like the first Eidus, i.e. the Kinui, or really probably the Stira, right? The seclusion, right? It doesn't answer her forever, right? But that only can be done with two witnesses. I mean, it doesn't answer her forever because we can go to the Beis HaMikdash and do the Mesota and the whole type of process over there. That's not forever. Excuse me. But in that you need two Eidim over there. So Eidus HaAchrona, Shasras Yisra Olam, right? And then she'll let this guy in the Pachos Mishnayim. So the second type of Eidus, right, meaning that she actually cheated on him, which will answer her forever, certainly should need two Eidim. So Tam Alomar, therefore, the Pasuk says, right, the Eid Ein Ba, right, that there is no Eid. Again, the Vish Kol Sheish Ba, right, there's any type of Eidus, right, is going to be enough, right, to tell me. But that she's going to be usher to him for the adultery. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Once you have that pasuk, then you can go backwards. So why don't we go back to the edus of the stira of the seclusion? If you're telling me that the edus at the end, i.e. the edus of the cheating, is only you only need is one aid, so edus harishonu she'ino sasir yisra olam, eno din shut this kind of beid echad. Maybe the second stage, right, this is the edus of the seclusion of the stira, right, also only needs one witness because that, after all, that doesn't answer her to him to her husband forever. Therefore, the pasuk says, right, he found her ervas davar. It says later on, al pishnaim edim o shlosha edim yakum davar. So you have the gzer shava over there, davar, ma davar hamor lahalon al pishnaim edim. Right, afkan al pishnaim. Right, just so you have the word davar over here, davar over there. You need two witnesses. The Gemara says, what do you mean? One second. What do you mean? We don't learn that from that pasuk. The fact that you need two edim for the stira, that's, you don't learn it from that pasuk. Mi ba nafka, right? We did that yesterday. We learned it from ba, right? Bavlo bikine, bavlo bistira mi ba'ele. We need, the should have said, but that's what we learned it from. Right, that bubble of a stira, right, that you can have one witness, but not by the stira, not by the kinui. So Gemara says, "Hachinami kamar." You're right. Enichinami. That's what we meant to say, right? That Tam Lomar Ba. Really, we meant to say that Ba teaches me that you can have an Eid Echad by the tuma, but not by the stira. Bubble of a kinui, bubble of a stira, right? But you can't have one witness by the kinui, by the warning, or the stira, by the seclusion, v'tumah ba'alma, but, and, if you would just have tumah, if she would just cheat on him without anything, below kinui, below stira, delo mehem ein eid echad, right, if there was no kinui, if there's no warning, and there was no stira, there was no seclusion, and then we had one aid that said she cheated on him, so that's nothing. Right, Minol, and how do you know that's true? Nemar kan, because nemar kan, kimas haba, ervas davar, because you find here with some sort of immorality, ervas davar. Nevermind, Lahalan says later by edus and based in al pishnai edim opia shlosha edim yakum davar. Right, the davar, the thing that we're talking about has to be with two or three witnesses. Ma davar ha'amor Lahalan edim shnayim avkan edim shnayim says, oh, do you have davar? Right, it's just like we're talking about two witnesses over there, so too you need two witnesses over here, right, to set up a scenario. Right, if there was no kinui in stira, that you would need two edim to prove that she cheated on her husband, but if there was kinui and stira, right, then you would only need one witness. Okay, we'll go right there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.